Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Pearl presided over a status conference for Kayshawn Lindell Hartwell. The hearing addressed the ongoing wait for a forensic center report concerning Hartwell's mental health status, which is anticipated within 30 days. Defense Attorney Michael A. Morosky requested a bond modification, citing Hartwell's consistent court appearances, prior probation of compliance, and ongoing mental health treatment supported by his family. The prosecution, represented by Timothy J. Rutkowski, opposed the request, highlighting the status nature of the charges, which include disarming a police officer of a taser, resisting and obstructing officers' domestic violence, and fourth-degree child abuse. The prosecution emphasized public safety concerns, noting Hartwell's incarceration since December. Judge Pearl modified the bond to $20,000 at 10%. Conditions include reporting to pretrial services, wearing a GPS tether, and continuing all prescribed mental health treatment and medication. A new conference date is set for July 20th at 3 p.m., pending the forensic report. And also in Huron County Circuit Court, Samuel David Carl Tucker received his sentence after pleading guilty to possession of methamphetamine on April 13th. The court adopted a recommendation for Tucker to participate in the Regional Recovery Court Program. His sentence includes 3 years of probation with standard conditions. These conditions require him not to violate any criminal laws, refrain from alcohol and other intoxicants, comply with drug testing, and maintain legitimate employment. He must also complete any referred substance abuse treatment or assessment. Financial penalties were ordered, including a $130 crime victim's assessment, a monthly probation supervision fee, $200 in court costs, a $200 fine, and $60 in state costs. Attorney's fees were waived. Additionally, Tucker was sentenced to 270 days in county jail with credit for 1 day served. The jail time will be held in abeyance, meaning it will not be served upon his successful completion of the recovery court program. Judge Brill underscored the severity of methamphetamine use and urged Tucker to utilize this opportunity for recovery. When we come back from this Thumb Cell sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
New free phones have arrived at Thumb Cellular. That's right, whether you're an Apple or Android user, there's a free phone for you at Thumb Cellular. The iPhone 17e and the Galaxy A17 have arrived. Totally yours, totally free. Can it get any better? Yes, it can. When you switch to Thumb Cellular or activate a new line, you'll also get a free month of service, giving you even more value right from day one. Thumb Cellular has friendly local service you can count on. Plus, you'll save even more with Thumb Cellular's straightforward unlimited plans, offering options for every budget and need. With a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, you can make the switch with confidence. A better network, a better value, and a better way to stay connected. But don't wait. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through June 30th, 2026. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb for 35 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. And here on County Circuit Court, Judge Brill presided over the sentencing of Ryan Robert Martin. Martin had previously entered a plea for possession of a firearm by a prohibited person on April 13th, 2026. Defense attorney Michael Morosky stated Martin had taken responsibility, was making progress in a regional course, and was working on his mental health, requesting a sentence at the low end of the guidelines. Martin addressed the court, acknowledging past mistakes, crediting the sobriety court program for personal growth, and detailing struggles with mental health that led to possessing a rifle, which he stated was not his during a period of suicidal ideation. He credited his support team for intervention and medication changes. Prosecuting attorney Timothy Rutkowski referenced Operation Nighthawk and a compliance check, asking a court to consider these factors. Judge Brill noted Martin's prior prison history and emphasized that as a convicted felon, he was prohibited from possessing firearms. The court clarified the sentencing guidelines range for this offense was 9 to 23 months. The court sentenced Robert Martin to 365 days in county jail with 6 days credit. Additional penalties included $198 in fines, fees, and costs. Attorney fees were waived, and seized firearms and ammunition will be forfeited to the Sheriff's Department. The court stated to no objection to PA 511 or work release and informed Martin of his right to appeal within 42 days. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.